Matthew, we're back in business, and we're back in the very resplendent shirt that is white and red of the Santos Central North Kookaburras. Never get sick of playing for him, but another year under the belt, but a real opportunity at the Country Jams to get that Caldwell Cup to add to the Richardson Shield.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, last year was a bit of a stepping stone for us playing in that bottom tier, but this year, you know, we get to play in that top tier, and we've had real good preparation. We've had a couple of games now, a few training runs, and I'm playing in Armidale, which is reasonably close for all our Central North guys. We're in really good shape for, you know, give it a real crack.
That's why you've got to strike while the iron's hot, because you've not only got this year in Armidale, but more than likely Dubbo or Canamble or something next year, so that's not too bad for the zone. But yourself, you've basically done no training over the summer since winning the Premiership and had a good rest, or got stuck into it in about January or February?
Yeah, no, I haven't done much at all over the summer at all. But you know, we started training at back at Narrabri sort of late February there, and got stuck right in there. You know, from then, you know, I think everyone's in pretty good shape. And like I said, we've had two games here with Central North, plus I'm going to have two games for our club, so everyone's in pretty good shape by now, surely.
Good to see so many Santos Narrabri Blue Ball fellas playing for the Kookaburras, but you went for the trip over there to Adelaide to play against Old Coles. How was that weekend?
Yeah, no, I was actually unfortunately couldn't make it, but it was a good opportunity for the guys that did go, and a lot of young guys went to give them a chance to tour Narrabri. A lot of them hadn't done it before, but great experience for all the guys that were part of it.
Great hunger in the club, because it's easy to go soft after back-to-back titles. Hard grand final away from home, but never get sick of really competing, and you really want to keep that Heath Shield and the Treloar Cup at Blue Ball Park, don't you?
Yeah, no, definitely, and that keeping everyone fresh and just everyone motivated is the idea. We talked about starting off-season training a bit early, but I didn't, I think that's how you sort of lose the guys a bit of interest and stuff, so starting that little bit later just gives guys that opportunity just to, stay fresh and throughout the year, just to keep things fresh for everyone, just so, things don't get stale within the club. But when you got a good team in the country like this, I think you ought to take all your opportunities you can get, because they don't come around very often out here.
And certainly while the club is so successful, it's now really to try and get Kenny Nolan and also Rod to get stuck into getting those 16s and 18s through to the club, so the success keeps coming. It's difficult, I understand that, with work and other things, but it's really something the club as a collective have got to get into.
Yeah, no, definitely, and those two guys you've just mentioned, they've done an outstanding job. They've had their 16s, I think it's the last 2 years, and now they've got that same crew of guys now in the 18s, and that's exactly what we need. We tend to lose a lot of guys, from that, once they leave school, or late years of high school and stuff, but those guys have done an outstanding job to keep the same core guys together, and I think you'll see a lot of those guys 3 and 4 years time, they'll be sort of leading the Narrabri first grade around, and hopefully they can follow that team all the way through.
Yeah, if you want to follow the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys online, just go to blueboys.com.au. Now, of course, you were the skipper of the New South Wales Country Cockatoos last year, and a reasonable program to kick things off if you get through again. Shouldn't be too much of a problem, but on the 28th, of course, of May, you take on the Australian under-20s down there at Chatswood Oval, which is a nice little feather in the cap. Also, of course, you've got the Brumbies Provincial Championship side in Bathurst, and also what a ripper of an opportunity to play in a curtain raiser against the Sydney Subbies before a test match. And then, of course, the big clash there against the Queensland Country Heelers up at the Gold Park there in Toowoomba on the 2nd of July. It's a great little program they put together, considering all the barriers that come up against country rugby to sort of not only get players but to get going.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think they've done an outstanding job. I was lucky enough to be part of it last year, but this year, yeah, like you've just rattled off the fixtures they've got lined up, it's an outstanding opportunity for, a lot of country guys that never get that opportunity, like you said, to play curtain raisers in some of those down in Sydney and Toowoomba and against the Brumbies provincial side. I think it's a great opportunity for a lot of country guys to get exposure. So, yeah, like I hope a few of the Central North guys get recognised down at Armidale, because I think there's a few in the side there that could really give it a red hot crackdown.
Finally, things out on the farm, how are they going? It's been tough because of the weather and the like, and how do you keep yourself sane? Is it just a matter of filling the barns and making sure everything's out there, and what do you do out on the farm?
We've had a tough sort of few years, but I think there's sort of a bit of light now. Pretty good rain over the summer and stuff, so things are sort of looking upwards for us out there, but that's just a part of it, I suppose, and you have your tough times and you've got to have your good times as well, but it's probably the same as footy. When you've got your good times, you just got to take full advantage of them, and you just got to be prepared for those tough times that come. But like I said, I think there's a bit of light now at the moment with a bit of rain getting around, so things are looking good out there too.
I want to thank you for your time, Matthew. Wish you all the best as you lead the Santos Central North Kookaburras, of course, at the New South Wales Country Rugby Championships in the first weekend of May, and of course you'll most probably back up and captain the New South Wales Country Cockatoos again. And we wish you all the best moving forward as you skipper the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys as well.